Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, aloha, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for the planets of Mars and Saturn in our evening skies, located towards the southwest shortly after sunset. Now, Mars and Saturn are very bright, and so they should be very easy to spot. Now, the moon this week will be waxing, meaning it will be getting brighter as the week goes on.
And we have two discoveries that actually relate to our solar system.
Yeah, it's been very busy in the solar system. We have two major discoveries that have completely altered the way we look at some of our familiar planetary neighbors. First was the discovery that Mercury, the closest major planet to the Sun, is tectonically active. It means that Mercury ranks alongside the Earth as the only two planets having shifting tectonic plates, the very same plates that cause earthquakes and volcanoes here on the Earth.
This sounds like a cumbersome sort of process to make a discovery on. What was the thing that moved this forward?
Well, NASA scientists used a Mercury messenger probe to get close enough to the surface whereby it could take incredibly detailed surface scans. These scans of the planet reveal that Mercury's surface is changing over time, just like our own planetary surface does.
Any implications on this, Chris?
Well, tectonic activity on the Earth is thought to play a critical role in the habitability of our planet. If the plates suddenly stop moving, or never moved at all, it's entirely possible that the Earth would be dramatically different, perhaps not even able to support life.
And as for your second discovery this week?
The second discovery has me the most excited. It is the discovery of water jets erupting from the icy surface of Jupiter's moon Europa.
That sounds huge. How was the discovery made, and tell us more?
It is. The importance of this discovery cannot be overstated. The discovery was made by scientists using the Hubble Space Telescope. This is definitive proof that below the ice sheet of Europa, there is a vast quantity of liquid water, and it's flowing. This means the chances of finding life on Europa are through the roof.
A pair of very interesting discoveries. Christopher Phillips, thank you so much for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.